allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside. I am American, that's what I am, that's what I think, and what I do. I am American, that's what I am, and I bleed red, white, and blue. And I bleed red, white, and blue. It's not about it's about what's right.
We are American.
Taking back our country, come and join the fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right.
Welcome back, my friends. That's right. Somebody's got to stand up. Somebody's got to do what's right. I guess it's up to us here, the Remnant, on the Republic, the Remnant Broadcasting Network. That's us, the Remnant. We appreciate you joining us tonight on the RBN Network. I am Eric, the Freedom Screamer. We're going to be joined by Lori Anderson, who's got an update on some breaking news, and we're going to also hear from Gary and Chris. And if we can do, during the second hour, which will start kind of during the first hour because it's a 65-minute thing, I'm going to ask Mike on the board to pull up the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars full read. Takes about an hour, and I think I promised the listeners I would get that out to them. We did the documentary from Deborah Tavares about a week or two ago, and, a lot of her work is kind of focuses around that document. I think it was important that those details get out there. It's a good read. The guy does a good job reading it, so I'm going to pull that up and play that during the second hour. So I wanted to welcome everybody tonight. We have Lori, are you with us yet?
Yes, I am. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, excellent. You just pick up the ball and run with it, and I'm going to go on mute and listen to what you have to talk about. And we've got about 45 minutes, Lori, so take your time. And what do you got for us?
Absolutely. So as you know, last night we were covering the information on the Bundy trial. Today was the first day of what I call the trial of the century. Of course, it's the trial of the century because all of our unalienable rights are being attacked under this. So in case you're a new listener, this trial, what I reported yesterday, was about the government caught withholding evidence. And I just want to go over a brief bit of that because that is going to be very relevant as to what happened today in court. So during the final day of testimony in an evidentiary hearing for the Bunkerville standoff, it was confirmed that there was live video for at least 4 days of the Bundy Ranch house being played in Dan Love's office. The hearing was granted to investigate the allegations of the Bureau of Land Management and or the FBI destroying vital exculpatory evidence prior to their leaving the scene at the Bunkerville standoff on April 12, 2014. Multiple witnesses testified that they saw a large screen TV set up in the command center that showed a continuous live stream of the Bundy Ranch. The video has been asked about for many, many months, and yet the government prosecutors have always said it didn't exist. It was also stated that no search warrant had been seen for this video, and this would only add more violations to these defendants' rights by including the Fourth Amendment. Once it was confirmed, however, through testimony, AUSA Nadia Ahmed attempted to downplay the video and even asked why it mattered. She stated that the camera was located on public land, recording a road nearby, and it just so, quote, happened to be pointed toward the Bundy Ranch. So that is what I covered yesterday. The attorney for Clive and Bundy, Brett Whipple, gave an impassioned argument to dismiss the case based on the new evidence. 3.5 years and 2 trials have gone by, and this is the first that they have learned of the live stream, Whipple said. Now, that was, of course, not today in today's courtroom. This was exposed during the evidentiary hearings. So some of the really amazing things are coming out. And as we said before, and we've been telling everybody, that God is in control and we refuse to bow down to evil. So I want to read this, and this is out of the King James Version, of course. This is Deuteronomy chapter 19, 15 through 21, and it states, "One witness shall not rise up against a man for iniquity or any sin in any sin that he sinneth. At the mouth of 2 witnesses or at the mouth of 3 witnesses shall the matter be established. If a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong, then both the men between whom the controversy is shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges, which shall be in those days. And the judges shall make diligent inquisition, and behold, if the witness be a false witness and hath testified falsely against his brother, then ye shall do unto him as he thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put the evil away from among you. And those which remain shall hear and fear and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among you. And then I shall not pity, but life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot." There has been many individuals bearing false witness against the Patriots, and I believe, Judge Gloria Navarro, God is moving in a strong and miraculous way. I'm going to give you an update. The individual you're getting ready to hear a clip from is Brian Hyde. He is the Bundy family reporter reporting about what happened in court today. If you would, Mike, please play LV3.
Hi, this is Brian Hyde, and I'm checking in from Las Vegas. Very interesting morning in the courtroom today. I'm going to give you a brief recap, but trust me, this was a pretty unexpected day. The trial was supposed to begin this morning, but actually, it's now been pushed back to next Tuesday, the 14th, at 8:30 in the morning, and this is the reason why. First of all, the defendants were in the courtroom. I just want to report to Ammon and Cliven, both were wearing their jail scrubs. Ryan Payne and Ryan Bundy both were wearing suits. And I know there were some people questioning, why is that? Is there a message being sent? If there is, I don't know what it is. But last Friday, we talked about how there was some evidence that had come forward, or there was some questions about government handling of evidence. Specifically, it was brought up that a video camera feeding live video and monitored by the FBI, among others, had been set up overlooking the Bundy family home. This was back in April of 2014. The questions that have arisen from the prosecution's either failure to provide that material or unwillingness to provide that material spilled over into court today. And before the jury could be brought in and opening statements could begin, the judge heard a couple of different motions by defense attorneys, and there were some huge concerns. There were some very serious concerns about, well, what other evidence hasn't made it to the defense? I mean, this is important. They need this information if they're going to properly defend themselves. So I'm going to read a couple of my notes here. The U.S. attorney, Stephen Myrie, insisted the video camera was set up and taken down in less than a day. He downplayed it. This was no big deal. But the FBI agent who testified last Friday, and the judge went right back to the transcript and looked at this, The agent testified it was taken down after 4 days, possibly knocked over, possibly rendered inoperable. But the bottom line is, what Myrie was saying did not jive with the official court record. Surveillance was being done on a daily basis, according to the operational plan. Ryan had motioned to compel discovery on this clear back in September, and he pointed out to the court today, when I made that motion, I was mocked for doing so. And then Morgan Philpott pointed out that there were actually multiple cameras and wanted to get to the bottom of who was in charge of those cameras, who would have that video footage. And even the judge agreed it doesn't make sense that these cameras would be set up and would be monitoring traffic or people or conversations or whatever it was they were doing if somebody wasn't taking notes or recording that. It just doesn't make sense. And so finding out who was in charge of that camera, finding out what, if any, evidence may exist, whether it be exculpatory, could actually shed light on the innocence of the defendants, or inculpatory, or could incriminate them. Either way, the judge was having huge reservations. You could see the wheels turning in her head as she was thinking, oh, what do I do with this? And finally she said, we're going to have to continue this trial and get this resolved first and foremost. It was big. You could see the frustration on Stephen Myrie on his face. Time and again, he rose up. I don't even know why we're talking about this. This doesn't really impact, you know, the case. But the judge said otherwise, and you could see his frustration. You could see the judge going, "Whoa, this is a game changer." But the most telling thing, this was the part that I thought was most interesting of all. Last week, the courtroom had, you know, a handful of journalists there from various media sources. Today, it was packed. There were so many people in there. And when it came out that the trial was going to be continued till next week, and in fact, there's going to be a hearing tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There's the government response to the motions regarding their handling of this evidence or withholding this evidence is due on Friday at noon. But when that came out, you could feel this shiver go through the courtroom, and there was this mass exodus of reporters heading for the door, I guess so everybody could be the first, you know, to break the story. So the trial is tentatively set to begin Tuesday the 14th, 8:30 in the morning. There is a good possibility that another motion to dismiss is going to come up possibly before the end of this week. It's a big, big deal. Two other quick things that I want to mention. One was the fact that those who are hearing impaired are no longer being afforded devices within the courtroom so that they can hear what's going on. There's always at least two or three people with hearing impairment. For whatever reason, they're being told, well, all those devices are busy, in other courtrooms or whatever. But it was very sad to see people straining, trying to hear what was going on and unable to do so. The second thing, and this is a really big one, Ryan Bundy stood and made a motion that he and the other defendants should be reconsidered for pretrial release. And the judge agreed to have a hearing in which they will consider releasing these guys. Now, it may be to a halfway house. It may be with, you know, ankle monitors or otherwise under supervision. But if you are a person who exercises your faith, pray. Pray that the appropriate hearts will be softened and that these individuals may have a chance to enjoy their first taste of freedom in more than 600 days. That was a lot to cover. There's more coming, and we'll be back to tell you more as we continue our coverage of the trial.
Absolutely. So I wanted to touch base a couple of U.S. codes. If you have pens and pencils down, it is good to write this down so that you can research this yourself. One does wonder.
Hey, Lori, can you hold that thought for a second? I just want to interject a comment based on what you just played. It is no coincidence that the reason the witch's heart was moved was because that courtroom was packed overflowing. That there is an absolute correlation. 1 + 1 = 2. I've been doing this long enough to tell you right now that the fact that the public pressure means everything, and the fact that the judge has given a second thought to, you know, at least given it looking a little better for the defense, for the accused, you know, is absolutely related to the fact that that place was packed with courtroom observers today, thank you to all the people that showed up there. That is awesome. You heard the gentleman just said there. In the past, there's been a few people, some reporters, and maybe some family. And today it was packed. So that's beautiful. That's you. Not a word about any of this on InfoWars. Not a word about any of this on the other networks. This is where you're going to hear it. And Lori's doing an excellent job. So I'm going to give it right back to you, Lori. Keep on trucking.
Well, thank you. So I wanted to bring up some U.S. codes for you to be able to look up, because one does wonder if this is kind of part of it as well, which we do know it is part of it. But I believe that God is working in an awesome, awesome way. We know that where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he shall be in the midst of them. So let's remember that. Let's continue to keep that courtroom packed with believers. Let's pray. All the prayer warriors, unite. This is about every one of us. This is not just about the four defendants that are on trial right now. But 18 U.S. Code 1519, and this is about the destruction, altercation, or falsifications of records in federal investigations, and, of course, bankruptcy as well. It includes both. Whoever knowingly alters, destroys, mutilates, conceals, covers up, falsifies, or makes a false entry in any record, document, or tangible object with the intent to impede, obstruct, or influence the investigation or proper administration of any matter within the jurisdiction of any department or agency of the United States or any case filed under Title 11 or in relation to or contemplation of any such matter or case shall be fined under this title in prison not more than 20 years or both. Another very important code to write down and look up is 18 U.S. Code 1512. What is that code about? That is about tampering with witnesses. It is about jury tampering and tampering with witnesses. Now, we've been following this trial for a very long time, and we know how the jury has been withheld information. We know how witnesses have been intimidated to not be able to take the stand. And one does wonder if this needs to be refreshed in Myrie's mind. 18 U.S. Code 1512 is tampering with a witness, victim, or an informant. So we're going to scroll down, and it is going to be Section 2B, or I'll start with Section 2. Whoever uses physical force or the threat of physical force against any person or attempts to do so with the intent to influence, delay, or prevent the testimony of any person in an official proceeding, cause or induce any person to withhold testimony or withhold a record, document, or other object from an official proceeding, alter, destroy, mutilate, or conceal an object with intent to impair the integrity or availability of the object for the use of an official proceeding, evade legal process summoning that person to appear as a witness or to produce a record, document, or other object in an official proceeding, or be absent from an official proceeding to which that person has been summoned by legal process. Many of those witnesses had that were refused to allow to be witnesses previously in the previous trial. Not this trial, but in the previous trial, they were denied to be witnesses. They were summoned by the defendants, and they were stopped. Some with threat of, if you testify, you may also have charges pressed against you. So, C, hinder, delay, or prevent the communication to a law enforcement officer or judge of the United States of information relating to the commission or possible commission of a federal offense or a violation of conditions of probation shall, of course, be punishable all the way up to 20 years. I'm not going to continue to go all the way through the code, but let me tell you, this has already been the case in this situation. Now, I also have an update from John Lamb, and I wanted to get that information out there because he noticed a little bit more information and different information than Brian Hyde did. So if you would, after a couple of words from our sponsors, Mike, let's get the information out there and let the listeners hear from John Lamb.
I've got a little for you too, Lori, when we get back.
Awesome.
Good deal.
Hang with us, everyone.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the home. Homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Like a storm growing across the horizon, there's a reckoning coming.
On the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have Lori Anderson tonight, so we're going to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask Gary to come in and give us a prayer. I think I like, this works good. We'll have Lori, and then between, for the next, maybe between here, 10:23 and 10:28, we'll have Gary give us a prayer and some wisdom, and then right after the bottom of the hour break here, coming up in a few minutes, we'll have Lori and Chris. So, Gary, how are you tonight, sir? And give us a prayer. Just, I want to keep our persecuted patriot brethren in the forefront of the Father Creator, because this is the most important battle we have to fight right now. It's not in North Korea. It's not in Iran. although those are going to be World War III nuclear disasters, most likely, if it happens. But even more important is we got this mess here right in our doorstep, right in our living room, right in our own, right within our own borders. I feel like we've entered another planetary system, the level of tyranny. But once again, raw public pressure has moved the witch in Nevada at the Bundy trials today, and maybe the defense, maybe the accused will get some justice. But Gary, take us into some prayer and what's on your mind tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Eric, very much. I really am humbled by what's going on out west, and I take this very seriously because I am a farmer, and because of my arrogance, I'm not talking about anybody else's, so I don't want anybody to misconstrue this. This is my own confession, is that because of my arrogance and my ignorance, these things have come on upon us as a nation. And I'm only going to speak to myself, and I never kept the laws of the Father, the Creator. I was told they were done away with. They were hung on a cross somewhere. I finally studied it up, but we're not going there. We got to find out the cause behind the cause. And the cause behind the cause is we brought all these things upon ourselves, because, as he says in Hosea, the fourth chapter, sixth verse, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And then because we set aside the law of the Father, the Creator, then we are our children and everything under will be cursed by our Father. When he means business, when he took the people into Canaan and he gave them the laws of the land and the laws that man should live with, and we have absolutely desecrated that. I'm going to say I have, and it took me a long while to figure it out. And one day I got my common senses together. And you and Eric and I, you've talked about this, and it was a very humbling experience for me to come to the conclusion that I could not run the land and the farm and the things the way I wanted to do it, and the way the colleges wanted it done, and the way man wants things done. If we do it first in the Father's will, and we keep praying in His will. What does that mean if you don't pay any attention to it? It's just words. And I feel very responsible and as a participant in these things that's brought the discipline of our Father upon our nation, upon our people. We are being destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And we can see this in an everyday view. But with that, we'll come quickly so we can get to Lori here. And we're going to ask the Father to bless the people out here, because this has come up upon them, perhaps because they knew no better either. This is part of the situation. We have been shared from the pulpits of America that the law has been done away with. It was hung on a tree someplace, and that was it. And we didn't have to do that. And we're going to come back after the music, I think.
Excellent. Hold that thought. We're going to pick up your prayer right after this break. We appreciate you being with us on the Remnant Broadcasting Network. We are the Remnant here. Yes, we can. We're not going to win this battle without God on our side. That's the bottom line. We'll get back to you after this break. Stay with us on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In the shadows of the
hills. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Thanks for joining us on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer. We got Lori, Gary, and Chris. We're going to hear Gary with the conclusion of his prayer. Then we're going to get back to Lori and Chris. Gary, my sir, back to you.
Thank you, Eric. I just want to read this one verse only, and this is a verse that they told me over the years. That was the whole thing that was being taught in the pulpits for years and years and still is being taught. It's in the book of Colossians, the second chapter, the 14th verse. He's out of the handwriting of the ordinances that were against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. That's the doing away of the laws of all the Father that he gave us. How ridiculous, and it comes from the books of Paul. And, of course, if you study really hard, you'll find out that Paul was not an apostle either. So whatever these books are doing here is fine. But with that, I want you to know where it come from, where it started from, where it originates from, and where it's being taught from, and where it's been propagated from since the beginning of our history in this country. It's been nailed to the cross. They've nailed his cross, and they don't even have his capitalized. Okay? Very, very erroneous thing. But our Father, Yod Vayhi, as we come understanding the truth that it's to be your laws are forever. You said in your red letter, you did not come to destroy the law or the prophets. You come to fulfill the law. And in your time of the fulfillment of the law, we were still to maintain the laws of the land. It says in Leviticus chapter 25, if we obey those laws, there's two verses says that the one behind the other says we will live safely in the land. It sure doesn't look like we're living very safely when they can just come on your land and take anything they want. We've got situations on our own land here. They just have whatever they want and how they wanted it, and there was no response we could even make so far. We'll see what's going to happen. But our Father, we ask a blessing upon the Bundys as they go into this situation, and whatever you can do as the intermediary in this instance, you can bring whatever justice you want to bring and when you want to, and pray that the house of Israel and the people of this country will come to the conclusion that maybe it'd be good to bend our knee to the Father, the Creator, and seek the justice through him and not through this cabal system that we are underneath now. We ask this all in Yod Vayhi's name. His name is Yod Vayhi in the Paleo Hebrew. We ask in his name, so be it.
Awesome. Thank you, Gary. That's a power-packed prayer right there. And I got to agree with you. The Lord didn't come, he didn't say do away with the law and ignore God's law. He said you'll be forgiven for when you violate the law if you repent and you come around to the Lord. So, yeah, it's an excellent point, Gary. Thank you so much. Now let's go back to Lori. Chris, did you want to chime in at all before, or did you want to make a couple of comments, Chris, before we get right back to Lori Anderson?
Well, I can, since mine relate in particular about what Lori and Mr. Hyde had brought to the forefront concerning the spoilation, the erasing, destroying, altering evidence from its original neutral form so that it can make a fair determination as to the value or lack thereof is critically
right.
Important to a fair, impartial hearing. In fact, there's what's called the Brady Act, which is the requirement for the prosecution to clearly, transparently, and forthcoming present all inculpatory or exculpatory evidence. It's important that we cognize the word inculpatory as that which incriminates or shows guilt, or it's all...
Sure, it could go either way.
Incriminative. And exculpatory is that which tends to vindicate, to show innocence, or to provide an excuse for what happened, thereby exonerating the person, and that sort of evidence must also be disclosed by the prosecution in order to be compliant with the Brady Act. And there's two little sites here, maybe three, that I'll read because they are very operative on this. Citing Federal Crop Insurance Corp. versus Merrill, M-E-R-R-I-L-L, at 322 U.S. 380, the Supreme Court held, whatever the form in which government functions, anyone entering into an arrangement with the government takes a risk of having accurately ascertained that he who purports to act for the government stays within the bounds of his authority, even though the agent himself may be unaware of the limitations upon his authority. Then we go to, silence can only be equated with fraud when there is a legal or moral duty to speak, or where an inquiry left unanswered would be intentionally misleading. And that's from U.S. versus Tweel, T-W-E-E-L, at 550 F period 2D, 297 to 299. Also, U.S. versus Pruden, P-R-U-D-D-E-N, 424F2DDog, 1021-1032, and Carmine, C-A-R-M-I-N-E, versus Bowen, B-O-W-E-N, at 64A, 932. Also, fraud, deceit, deception, artifice, or trickery operating prejudicially on the rights of another and so intended by inducing him to part with property or surrender some legal right, 23 Amjur J2D, fraud, section 2. Anything calculated to deceive another to his prejudice and accomplish the purpose, whether it be an act, a word, silence, the suppression of the truth, or other device contrary to the plain rules of common honesty. 23 Amjur 2nd, fraud, section 2. An affirmation of a fact rather than a promise or a statement of intent to do something in the future. Miller versus Sutliff, or Sutliff, Sutliff, S-U-T-L-I-F-F, 241-111-521-89 Northeast 61. So what we're seeing here is the prosecution is being deceptive. He is showing bad faith, not good faith. And that raises questions in the minds of the jury, the witnesses in the courtroom watchers. And I think it really draws a question, considering the fact that Daniel P. Love has been terminated from the BLM, the so-called lead agent, who hasn't been on, maybe he's been on the stand now, but he's obviously a compromised and very conflicted witness, and therefore his testimony is suspect at the very least. Also, the other FBI agent who was involved in the killing of LaVoy Finicum, who shot but testified in his statement under oath that he had not fired any shots and has also been terminated, is casting a strong scientia or appearance of criminality on the BLM, the FBI, and the government's operations in general, as supported by the same sort of deceivious tactics that Mayer, the U.S. attorney that's supposed to act in good faith without deceit, professional rule of conduct one, is obviously either not following or thinks that he has the discretion to do other than be honest and truthful in his prosecution tactics. Thank you.
Excellent information, Chris. Excellent presentation. I'm going to have you email that those cases to Daniel, my webmaster there at Courtroom Watch. So you can they can post you can post it up there on the website. And those are excellent cases to refer to in this matter. Lori Anderson, back to you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I want to thank Chris and I want to thank Gary. And I do not agree with everything Gary said, but you know what? We can engage on that topic on a different night, and I'm sure Gary won't mind. We will gladly engage on that. I do know that we are under grace. However, when you are under grace, God transforms you, and he took it from the tablets and put the law into your heart. So as Galatians says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are also are found sinners. Is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace
both,
of God.
I think you're both for, right. I think it comes down to a matter of intent.
It's not intent. No, it's.
Well, here's my take.
If you live by the law, then grace was not established. The blood of Christ that covers our sins was in vain. Period.
Yeah,
because
the law
existed before that. But I don't want to engage in that for a long period of time.
The reason I use the word intent is because if there's a, oh gosh, I would have to say a perpetual willful violation of God's law, and i.e. the wicked people that who are running this planet under Satan, then there's people that make choices to transgress from the law intentionally. Now, those of us who slip and fall and repent, then we're forgiven. So it's the intentional, unintentional violation, willful. But, you know, it not everybody. I wish it were true that everybody is going to be forgiven, you know, is going to come around to the Lord. But are these evil witches in the courts and in the government and in the corporations and in the Vatican and in the banking establishment, are they going to come around? Or are there some who never do? They could. But... Let's leave it a positive. The glass is half full. It's possible for anybody to repent and be forgiven. Unfortunately, I've seen too many wicked men and women go to their grave with their evil deeds and never repent. So anyway, but let's get back to the political news that you were reporting.
Because this is actually all tied together. Because remember, yesterday we were establishing that our laws in the United States of America actually founded out of the Ten Commandments. So it's a good thing that we're conversing with it. Now, to go off of what Chris was saying as well, before I get into the next step, 18 U.S. Code 1621, perjury, and this is perjury generally, says, hath taken an oath before a competent tribunal, officer, or person, in any case in which a law of the United States authorizes an oath to be administered, that he will testify, declare, depose, or certify truly, or that any written testimony, declaration, disposition, or certificate by him subscribed is true, willfully, and contrary to such oath states or subscribes any material matter which does not believe to be true, or in any declaration, certificate, verification, or statement under penalty of perjury is permitted under Section 1746 of Title 28, United States Code, willfully subscribes as true any material matter which he does not believe to be true. Basically, they're trying to say, lying, let's sum that one up, is guilty of perjury, and shall, except as otherwise expressly provided by law, be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 5 years or both. This section is applicable whether the statement or subscription is made within or without the United States. So as we keep quoting their own codes against them, their felony charges keep racking up. And the amazing thing that happened today, just to revamp on what Brian Hyde said, the jury has been officially released for a week. Trial will not begin now, tentatively, until November the 14th, 2017. Why? Gloria Navarro is troubled because of this hidden evidence that through two trials and 3 years has been hidden. Then they tried to declare, oh, they didn't have it, and now it has been admitted that they do. It is also very important to note that there are motions that are going to be addressed before any opening statements. There were no opening statements today. None.
One other thing, Lori. U.S. versus Katz, also K-A-T-Z, also known as Katz versus Curtledge, has to do particularly with observing from overhead, by drone, by plane, by paper glider, or from a high vantage point from your neighbor's window in a two-story house over somebody's backyard into what's called the curtilage, the area surrounding the home. And for them to warrantlessly surveil that presents all kinds of issues, trespassing on their privacy rights, which go from the ground down and to the sky above, where they have impeded that private area without a warrant, under their illusion that they can do anything they want to because they're a lawless agency. The agencies only have their corporate bylaws, guidelines, policies, and procedures to supposedly control them, which are self-administered, which is a very, very dangerous concept. Anywhere someone is available to use their own discretion and interpret their own policies to their own predatory advantage, to the dangers of freedoms and liberties of others, mm-hmm. is a lawless individual trespassing on their rights without a warrant. And, of course, mm-hmm. if you don't have a warrant, that's the cardinal rule. When in doubt, get a warrant. If you don't get a warrant, that invokes the exclusionary rule. The fruits of the poison tree, that is, mm-hmm. fruits of the poison mm-hmm. tree, invoke the exclusionary rule. And that means that everything that's acquired in that methodology, the whole case is tainted, and the questions are drawn upon the efficacy and may newt and moot and neuter the value of all evidence because of the questions that are drawn because they didn't use a lawful process to obtain it in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Absolutely. And what they're going to try to probably use is, oh, well, the camera was on public property in a public venue. Of course, you have no expectation of privacy. However, they were doing it as surveillance on private property, and they were doing it as surveillance. So they know in order to do surveillance, they have to have some sort of authority from above them, and it has to be approved. And on that note, we're going to hear a couple of words from our sponsors. Hang with us. We've got some more information coming out for you this evening that's very, very interesting.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. A revolution needs a war, and this war needs a revolutionary fight for your rights.
Welcome back. We're going to get right back into it because we got Lori tonight. We got Lori, we got Gary, we got Chris. Thanks for joining us on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We appreciate you being with us tonight. I'm Eric, the Freedom Screamer. Lori is going to play a clip from John Lamb, and she's also going to do another. Well, I'll just give it right back to Lori. She'll tell you what's going on. Go ahead, Lori.
All right. So just once again to reestablish the founding of the United States of America, and we tell you that it's based on biblical principles. The reason that the codes for perjury, which I just read to you, is 5 years, by the way, in the Bible, it specifically says,
it says
Proverbs 19:5, verse 5, a false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. That's Proverbs 19:5, everybody, just so that you can coincide everything together and understand it is because of biblical principles. So on that note, we're going to hear from John Lamb what he observed in the courtroom today, and then we have some more information about the hero that stopped the killing spree in Sutherland Spring, Texas, November the 5th. If you would, Mike, go ahead and play John Lamb's account of today.
Well, good morning down here at Las Vegas Federal Courthouse. We had another exciting day today. A lot of interesting facts and stuff that came out again today. We're going to talk about it. Was supposed to be the first day of opening arguments, and we are putting that off. Opening arguments were not heard today, and that's going to be put off a whole week, as we'll talk about here in the next few minutes. The first thing the judge brought up as we got in there is that there was a issue that was brought up with one of the jurors. And this is juror number 29, which is now juror number 4, that's in line as they're seated. So juror number 4 now, but it was previously juror number 29 when we was going through jury selections. This juror was having some sort of financial hardship and also some medical issues that they discussed. And they were trying to see if they could keep this juror on this case or going to dismiss this juror. And we haven't even got started with the trial yet, and we're already having still more issues with these potential jurors. This juror is going to be kept. For one reason, the trial has been put off another whole week. We won't start trial now, potentially, until next Tuesday, the 14th. We've got a lot of work ahead of us the next few days. Mr. Whipple is the first one who brought up the dismissal motions again today. And also detention. The dismissal on this evidence that has been discovered, that has been hidden from the defense for the last 3.5 years. Ryan Bundy has brought up this multiple times in motions, trying to get this camera and this other evidence that's been missing, trying to figure out where it was and if this camera that was surveilling the Bundy Ranch, if it was recorded or it had audio. Where's the tapes to it? If there's multiple cameras, the judge consented that she's seen something wrong here today. She says she doesn't buy it that the government had a camera up and did not record those that video. Why did they have just one up just so they can monitor it without really anybody monitoring it, just running all the time? It had to be recorded, she feels. She feels like there's something missing here. And she has ordered a new evidential hearing for tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.